Flex Protect Plus.
One of you walk-ons say, Flex Protect Plus sounds like the Big Ten is trying to sell me an extended warranty for my car.
Well, it's actually a new way of living.
It's only $35 extra a month, though, for 72 months, guys.
Yeah.
Do the math on that.
But we promised it. I have the graphic.
You kicked ass at this graphic.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Big shoes.
But the if you missed it, we're posting the 25 schedule up on the wall right now.
We're excited for 2 years from now. 3 years from now. 2 years from now. What year is it? 2023?
This is 2023.
All right.
Next year, if you missed it, Nebraska's protected game, protected rivalry is Iowa. They got one. So, which we correctly predicted on this Grum 24 hours ago.
And by the way, that is, talking about the Living Plus module, a protected opponent will be played annually beyond 2025. So for Northwestern, they'll always, or in Illinois, they'll always play Northwestern and Purdue. For Indiana, they'll always play Purdue. For Iowa, they have three teams.
Yes, Iowa's
Minnesota,
got
Minnesota, Nebraska, and Wisconsin, and for Nebraska, they'll play Iowa. So that's what those protected games mean. It means they're rivals forever, for the rest of time, apparently.
Until 2026, when the Big Ten just scraps everything and goes to...
We don't like living anymore.
Flex Protect Plus Plus.
Oh, man. Can't wait for that one. Double plus.
So the games in 2024.
This is 2025 on the screen right now.
Yeah, I know. I have 25 on the screen.
Oh,
I'm reading 24 just for the listeners
Perfect.
Who have just catching up. Nebraska will host Indiana, Michigan State, Wisconsin, and Minnesota. And again, no dates for these games. These are just the teams they're going to play. So the home games next year for the Big Red, Indiana, Michigan State, Minnesota, Wisconsin. The road games.
Gosh, that's a bad home schedule.
The road games. For Nebraska in 2025 are Iowa, Northwestern, Penn State, Purdue, and UCLA.
On paper, if Matt Rhule has things going in year two, that's the time to take advantage, folks.
But then 2025 happens. And if you are watching on the screen, the schedule's already up there. You can see it for yourself. But Nebraska will have five home games in 2025. And they are Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Rutgers, UCLA. They will travel to Maryland, Minnesota, the Ohio State, and USC. That's 2025.
Can you imagine what Bill Moose would have said about that schedule?
I don't know.
Might as well launch us into the moon.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. If you're wondering, because I know you are.
I'm wondering.
Well, what did Ohio State get?
What did Ohio State? What is their Living Plus schedule, John?
Big shoes.
Well, their Living Plus.
It's unreal how easy their Living Plus schedule
yeah,
is.
Yeah, these are the teams they're guaranteed to play each of the next 2 years. Illinois, Michigan, Northwestern.
Nice. Congrats, Ohio State, you jerks.
Michigan got Maryland, Michigan State, and Ohio State, with, of course, Michigan State and Ohio State being the protected rivalries.
Mm-hmm.
So they was already going to be there.
Trent says, I thought it was the Rutgers.
Yeah, what
Did
happened
I not
to
say the
Rutgers?
Rutgers? I'm
no.
sorry.
Jeez.
You've been slipping on that a lot lately. That should be a quarter.
Yeah.
It's not the Rutgers, it's the Rutgers.
The Rutgers.
The Rutgers.
It's the Ohio State, it's the Rutgers.
Mm-hmm. My bad.
The Ohio State next year plays Illinois, Iowa, Michigan, Northwestern, and Rutgers at home. They travel to Michigan State, Minnesota, Penn State, and UCLA.
Who is that?
That's the Ohio State. Michigan next year, 2024, plays host to Maryland, Michigan State, Minnesota, UCLA, Wisconsin. They will travel to Illinois, Ohio State, Rutgers, and USC. That's next year.
Okay.
I mean, when you look at it, for these next 2 years, and again, there's a lot of, you know, names and colors and things on here that, you know, can really, I mean, everyone's getting everybody,
yes,
right? Everyone's
yes.
getting everybody the next 2 years.
Yes.
It's just in what balance they come in and what order they come in. And again, we don't have dates. We don't have times, obviously.
Yeah, like, look, so the
I will give, you know, as one who, you know, just recently called the Big Ten dumb, I will give them credit. They worked really hard to try to find a semblance of balance in these 2 years.
Yeah, I would agree.
And you know, again, there are probably a lot of minds working on this and a lot of, you know, scheduling nerds. Heck, they probably even referenced the dudes at the NFL, found a good computer program, spit out a different bunch of permutations to try to make it as sound as possible.
Yeah.
So I'll give them credit for that.
And I mean, you know, like, yeah, the 2025 Nebraska schedule is certainly, you know, going to be challenging. But I mean, I keep looking at the West Coast schools and the travel that they're going to have to do. Like, for
example, let's look at the travel.
Like, in 2024, USC is going to go all the way to Maryland, to Chicago and Northwestern, all the way to Happy Valley. They're going to go to Purdue, and then they'll also play UCLA. So that'll be an easy road game in terms of travel. UCLA in 24 will go to Indiana, to Iowa, to Michigan, and to Rutgers. So they will have one truly cross-country road trip. The following year, UCLA has to go to Illinois, to Michigan State, to Nebraska, to Happy Valley, and to USC. And USC that year, that's when they have four road games: Minnesota, Ohio State, Rutgers, and Wisconsin. So, like, I mean, they both of those teams will see, you know, other schools in the league at home. Mm-hmm. You know, USC will come to UCLA, Ohio State will come to UCLA, etc. But, I mean, man, I don't know if we have really talked out how much that is going to hinder those schools. It's going to hurt that they're going to have to travel that much. Think about it when we talk about a team like the 49ers or the Seahawks or the Rams or the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. Man, they had that East Coast swing. In the NFL, at least they get to stay over there sometimes for 2 weeks in a row. These schools are going to fly and then fly back. Fly and fly back. It's going to be tough at times. Nebraska, yeah. Thankfully for them, they're in the middle of the country.
Yes, it does. It does help to be in the middle of the country.
Mm-hmm.
No question whatsoever.
Eric says, and this is funny, we're only talking football, but how is baseball, basketball, and volleyball? How are they going to do that? This is brutal.
Yeah, I don't know.
Basketball, I would feel comfortable in saying they will have two-game swings. You know, like Nebraska will go out and play USC and UCLA. You know, that's how they're going to do that swing of it. The East Coast swing, it'll be pretty fascinating. And yeah, like the weeknight games, like how will they do all the weeknight games?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's going to be tough. Going to be tough.
Well, that's, you know... And it's funny, at the same time we're going through all of this, the Big 12 is willingly wanting, hey, we want to be coast to coast. We want to bring in Gonzaga. We want to bring in UConn.
Mm-hmm.
And all this other stuff. It's like, you know what doesn't get thought of in all of this? I think they're still called student athletes.
Yeah, sometimes.
I think. Not sure, though.
Sean says, I like this one because it just gets so to the point. Nebraska has 2 years to make some big progress under Rule. If not, year three and beyond could be rough. It is. I mean, when you look at it from that perspective, it is a tough schedule on paper.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I would agree.
Hey, remember what happened? The Happer Pledge.
Yeah, we're not saying anything.
Give me more. None of my complaints have been to do with anything regarding Nebraska's degree of difficulty. None. Zero.
You were getting into dangerous territory. Got to keep you guys.
Thank you.
No.
Thank you, Nick.
No, not at all.
Big shoes.
Not at all.
Big shoes.
Not at all.
Jess says, I'd be curious to see who has the toughest schedule in the next 2 years, and I do think the travel for West Coast schools will be tough. Yes, it will be. It definitely will.
Yeah, because there's one thing when you talk about like NFL teams, like when the Rams or the 49ers travel across country or vice versa, but...
They don't have classes.
They don't have classes to attend.
It's their job.
It is their job.
Mm-hmm.
And it will be. It will be. It will be unwieldy. Listen, we found out it is not easy to transition conferences.
No.
Even with a school like Nebraska, who's geographically connected to the rest of the league.
Correct.
It's not easy. And now... Go two time zones away.
See, and I know I keep saying it, and Jeff says, I'm with Josh. Give the hazing for USC and UCLA to travel to the East schools in November. I know we've had some fun with that, and I want it to happen, and it will. They're going to have to play road games in November in the Big Ten.
Sure, of course they will.
But that is going to be culturally different and geographically and climately different for them.
Yes,
in
it
a way
will.
That they have never had to deal with. You know, when USC plays Notre Dame, they get Notre Dame there in November, but they go to South Bend in October.
I will say this, though, from the other side. And this was used for many, many years as an excuse when the Big Ten was regularly getting that ass waxed by the Pac-12 in the Rose Bowl.
Because it was too hot?
There were complaints about going to the West that time of year and transitioning. And we remember it here in Nebraska. Now, it was different because Nebraska was going from 10 degrees below zero to 85 with mega humidity. Whereas, you know, it's a dry heat out there in Southern California.
Of course, yeah.
But the concept is the same. There were people for a long time saying, Devil's man, race. This was not an easy transition, you know, for all of our, you know, thick-blooded, you know, Midwestern kids to go out there to the West Coast.
Mm-hmm.
And some will say, well, that was just excuse-making. But listen, I mean, that's what it was. So it does work both ways.
Yes, it does.
You know?
Yes, it does.
If Ohio State gets a draw in Los Angeles in November, could be interesting.
By the way, I just saw this from a friend of the program, Brandon Marcello, who came on our show not that long ago.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I mentioned UCLA's road schedule in 2024
mm-hmm.
in conference.
Mm-hmm.
I will read that to you again. They will go to Iowa, to Michigan, Indiana, and Rutgers as well. They will also, John, in 2024, they will go to Hawaii and to LSU.
They're world travelers.
They are world travelers. Wow, that will be quite the road sketch. Quite the road schedule to deal with. And Rutgers, in terms of just raw travel. They're going there, they're going there, they're going
everywhere.
And to Baton Rouge.
Well.
Gumbo.
Have fun with that.
Mm-hmm.
By the way, the hashtag B1GFootball24N25 is all over the press release as well.
Oh, of course it is.
At the bottom of the page.
Ross says, will the schools keep their out-of-conference? Look at USC in 24. They have LSU and Notre Dame. Ohio State plays Texas in 25 and 26. Man, they better. I'll be pissed if we lose some of those. I don't think we're going to. I'm bullish on those schedules remaining.
They already had nine conference games.
Why would they cancel them? That'd be weak.
It would be, but it would also not be surprising.
That'd be weak.
Especially given what the SEC did by, and I can't remember what the exact number was, but it was Docterman who looked it up. But the number of, it was the count of all of the conference schools and how many Power 5 games they have. And there was only like two out of the 14 SEC schools had 10 Power 5 games, whereas in the Big 10.
It was 12, wasn't it?
I think it was 12 out of 14.
Yeah.
Or something like that.
Yeah.
I'm going to leave my mind open to the possibility that some of those non-con games will get stricken based on the fact that the SEC didn't move to 9.
That'd be a real big bummer.
That would
be true responding to another league. That'd be a big bummer.
It would, but as we know, it's all about the playoff.
John, with a good point about travel, L.A. to Chicago is 2,023 miles and a 3-hour and 45-minute commercial flight. L.A. to Seattle is 1,137 and a 2-hour and 40-minute commercial flight. At least for the main sports, travel for West Coast teams won't be that bad except for the times they have to go clear east.
What if we had trains?
Then it would be a lot longer. Well, it'd be, I don't know how. Those don't travel as fast as planes, right?
Probably be more comfortable, though.
And
you know what?
Nick
just accidentally made a great point.
Oh.
You know who we have to blame for all this conference realignment and these conferences going coast to coast? The mother effing Wright brothers.
Oh.
Wow. If they wouldn't have invented the stupid airplane, they'd still have to travel by train, and we'd still be in the... Hell, we'd still be in the Missouri Valley.
We'd probably have airships. We'd probably have blimps.
John Madden, God rest his soul, wouldn't have had panic attacks in the air.
No!
Maybe he's still with us if that doesn't happen.
Oh,
that's
stress. I don't think he died because of that.
Okay.
He did
live a good life.
He lived a very good life. Mm. But imagine if John Madden had to cover the Big Ten Conference. That Madden cruiser would have put on a lot of miles.
Oh, yeah. New tires all the time for
new
old John.
New tires all the time. All right. 402-951-1620 if you have thoughts. Or you can email us into the Equitable Bank inbox. John at 1620thezone.com or Josh at 1620thezone.com. More to come here on The Zone.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.